DW.
This is our toy station and our testing station. So when people first come here, they like to test and play. Which gives a nice entrance into the shop and makes people feel a little bit less intimidated. Even on your right, I try to put very colorful merchandise so it does not feel scary. A lot of the people that work through our doors have never been inside an adult shop, so it's a first experience, and I try to make it as comfortable as possible.
With her long, elegant fingers, Ntabo Ndlovu points to an assortment of high-tech vibrators that welcome customers when they enter her shop. Other shelves in the room are filled with bondage kits, lubricants, lacy lingerie, dildos, and many other sex toys, and pills to enhance female libido and man's stamina.
Okay, sex within the black community is still seen as something that's done behind closed doors, that you don't discuss with others. It's something that's still very rooted in patriarchal society. So it's mainly about the men and the men's pleasure. That's just how society is.
The slim 38-year-old with curly locks and a beaming smile is the owner of G-Spot Adult Lifestyle Store, the only adult shop in Johannesburg's suburb of Soweto. 3 months ago, the businesswoman opened the space in a commercial part of South Africa's largest township, which has an estimated population of over 1.5 million.
The rule is, you don't talk about sex. It's the bird and the bees. How babies are born, or people actually come to making babies is never spoken about. But look at the number of people, of black people that we have. We've got so many of us, but you don't even have that one important conversation of how is it that there's so many of us? We don't talk. Even just a simple hug. A hug between your parents, or just seeing your parents being intimate and chit-chatty with each other, is an anomaly.
While Johannesburg has a plethora of adult shops in the northern suburbs, catering to a mainly white and upper-class black community, there were none in the townships when Ndlovu started her business. Ntabo Ndlovu, who was awarded a bursary to attend the German school in Johannesburg, speaks several languages and studied economics. She believes that her early exposure to other cultures helped her to venture into something as exotic as opening an adult shop.
I've been sitting on the idea for some time, until I was brave enough to say, it's time. We don't have it. I am originally from Soweto, so I grew up here in Soweto, and I've been looking around to say, okay, so what other business can I pursue that is not available? Every other person has got a clothing shop, a salon, a petrol filling station, so it's just something different. And I'm seeing that there's actually a need for it. We would not have the amount of people that are walking through our stores if there was no need for it.
However, for Ndlovu, it is more than just a business idea.
We're coming from a very closed society who are not as sexually liberated as we tend to think or to assume. But obviously my role is to try and change that. So we need to dispel a myth. So some people would not then understand a difference between a brothel, right? Between an escort agency and an adult world, like an adult shops. So some would come assuming that we're able to get them. We're selling people, or we're able to hire people out. Others want to have viewing rooms and all sorts. That's not what I want. I want to keep my business clean, and I want it to be okay for everyone to be able to walk in.
Repressive ideas about sexuality in South Africa have caused great damage. The country has the largest worldwide HIV epidemic, with 19% of the global number of people living with HIV, 15% of new infections, and 11% of AIDS-related death, according to UNAIDS. The rape and teenage pregnancy statistics are high, yet talking openly about sex is still taboo.
It's not just about sex. There's so many other elements surrounding it that you could explore. There's mental health issues. There's sexual wellness. There's just people just wanting a space to sit and talk. So it's something that you're offering here. So guys, just come in, relax.
The rear section of the adult shop is furnished with grey sofas and enlarged photographs of pink furry handcuffs, black lingerie, and an avenue of blooming cherry trees hang on the walls. It is a space Nodlovo wants to use for workshops where people can come together to discuss issues around sexuality, sexual and reproductive health.
Just as who are we, how do you respond to your own body? How do you respond to you, your partner and the next? There's space for much broader conversations. Guys, we've got issues around certain types of cancers. Yeah, we can talk. I mean, start touching your boobs. It is okay to flip and touch your boobs, your testicles. Let us detect these things while they're still at the early stages. But let us talk around different types of diseases and whatnot. There's still a whole spectrum to talk around sexual health and wellness. And then for that, obviously, I'm wanting experts that you can flesh out and really talk more around the issues. There's a lot, I mean, gynecologists can come and have a speech around why it's so important to go for your annual pap smear. It talks to the environment. It absolutely talks to the environment and many other than ancillary services and conversations that can pop up post that. I mean, this is just me from a one person perspective, but as soon as you have two or three more people, more ideas will start flowing.
A couple is buzzed in through the security doors. At first, they seem lost and insecure. However, Nodlovo shows them around, explains the different products, and they relax, asking many questions.
At first, it was a bit embarrassing. But once you're inside, you feel comfortable. Yeah. Because some of the things we never ask questions for, how do they work, what are they made for, and you find out for some of the things you need but you never knew for you wanted to use them. It depends on your partner, or what type of a partner do you have. If he's open about such things, then you get also comfortable speaking about them, and then you want to experiment some of the things. You break that chain and the concept that we have as black community.
The couple who do not want to reveal their names are from Soweto. They were curious to visit the shop after a friend had told them about it. Neither of them has ever been in a sex shop before.
We as blacks were not used to something like this. But we need to learn more about such things. So I think it was educational for me today. Yeah. We're not taught about such things. We only know that this it's only for white community. Yeah, we only believe that a woman should only deal with the men, not with toys. If there's toys, meaning there's a problem in the bedroom. So in this generation we're in, so we need to adapt. Yeah, so I think now we grew up that when a man is done, then the job is done. Not thinking about your partner. So now things have changed. They want to be satisfied. So we need to see how to help that department. Yeah. If there are toys that will help, yeah. So we need to use them.
While at the beginning mainly men came to her shop, now more and more couples are making an appearance. Members of Soweto's LGBTI community have also started to visit. Another trend Nodlovo has observed is that women are becoming more independent, economically and sexually.
So they're starting to earn more than men. They're starting to acquire assets faster than men, right? That then leads to, am I going to find a suited male? Which is, in most cases, not likely the outcome that you would have expected. So females are becoming single for a longer time, However, they've got the financial muscle, and they also have got their own freedom of choice, if I may call it that, that comes with that. So here's an opportunity then for them to self-explore and just make it okay. Like, you don't have to wait for a mate. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to follow what the culture says. You can be your own person, and that's what's happening.
Before Ndlovu opened the adult shop, she had to break her business idea to her family. First of all, her husband and her mother.
So he was the first one that I had to convince, and convince very hard, to say that, you know what, you actually can make something out of this. He thought, I just want to host girl parties and that's it. So he was the hardest to convince. But now he's actually my biggest supporter. So I suppose he's a feminist now. So he believes in what I'm doing. My mother is old school, but I had to shock her with the idea. And she's slowly coming to be. She's also an entrepreneur, so she understands. I mean, if he's spotting an opportunity, maximize it.
And one thing Ndlovu is certain of is that when the time comes, she will talk openly about sex with her 10-year-old son.
So, I mean, he's growing up in a totally different era. Remember, they are much more in tune with what's happening than us. You know what? The conversations have started in school, right? Obviously, age appropriate. I mean, they're not going to be talking randomly about just what sex is, but around human reproduction. So he understands the process of human reproduction, which will make my conversations a lot easier with him. And he knows that there are different types of sexualities. We talk about that. We've got gays and lesbians in my family. My husband and I are very loving towards each other. So he's also okay with mommy, daddy, happy home. Everyone is happy. So he's fine with that. But my conversations are going to be a lot easier with him than the lack that I had with my own parents. So we're good. I think we should be okay with him.
For DW, this is Laura Salm-Reiferscheid in Soweto, South Africa. DW.